This is JIS News. Coming up, National Contracts Commission and Office of the Contractor General to be separate entities. Technology Ministry launches web-based information system and government partners with LASCO to retrain the Rio Cobre. Details after this message. Stay with us.
Okay, children. Who can tell me how much 25 times 25?
Charlene! Charlene! Wake up or Mr. Go catch you asleep in a class again.
I'm not sleeping. My belly hurting me.
Again? So your parents never given a breakfast this morning again?
No, my belly hurt me bad too.
Over 30% of all Jamaican children attend school without breakfast every morning. But hungry children cannot learn. Parents, try to ensure your children have a nutritious breakfast before going to school each morning to help them do their best. Our children, Jamaica's future.
Now the news. Legislation is being crafted for the development of a public procurement regime which will legally separate the National Contracts Commission, NCC, from the Office of the Contractor General, OCG. The independent NCC will be renamed the Public Procurement Commission. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the law will define the proposed institutional arrangements and functions of the NCC as an independent body.
It will outline the proposed organizational structure, physical and financial resources for the NCC Secretariat. It will also define the role of the Minister of Finance and Planning in the establishment of the new independent NCC Secretariat.
Senator Faulkner was addressing journalists at the latest Jamaica House press briefing. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining has launched two web-based information systems geared at providing energy stakeholders with real-time data. The systems, the National Energy Information Clearinghouse NISH and the Energy Database and Management Information System EDMIS, were officially unveiled during a recent press briefing. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Hilary Alexander says both programs were developed as part of plans to implement the National Energy Policy.
Our ministry is a policy ministry. We must be data-driven in defining those policies, and we must absolutely take very good care to provide well-collected, reliable data to inform decision-making and policies.
The ministry collaborated with the University of Technology Faculty of Engineering and Computing to develop the Energy Database and Management Information System, EDMIS. The government is collaborating with LASCO Distributors Limited on a $150 million project to retrain the Rio Cobre in St. Catherine. The three-month project seeks to change the course of the river, which runs behind the company's White Marl facility. It will protect the property, which is being extensively expanded. Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan says the expansion by the company is expected to increase the staff complement at its manufacturing and distributing arms.
One of the things is that it will be able to create employment, and the completion of the project, he will be able to employ almost 1,000 new workers in the factory. And that is the reason why we take the decision that we would join to help him to do part of this project.
Mr. Azan was speaking with JIS News during a recent tour of the area. The government's contribution to the project is $70 million. Mr. Azan says additional equipment will be provided to ensure that the work is completed before the 2013 Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, will be relocating its head office from Seaview Avenue in Kingston to a more central location in the corporate area. CAC Chairman Lorna Green says the move is part of efforts by the agency to improve service delivery. She notes that discussions have started with the owners of a property that has been identified, and the Industry Ministry has approved plans for the relocation.
We will be increasing our use of technology in our operations, improving our visibility so that consumers can more readily feel our presence and ensure that the consumers have better accessibility to us.
The agency will be making other improvements, including addressing telecommunications matters and business practices deemed impediments to consumers, as well as enhancing collaboration with partner agencies. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.